Hey, I'm Bob Krause, and this is The Lighter Side of Golf. I get a lot of questions via Facebook, email, so on and so forth from current clients. And what they want to do is once they have a proficient golf swing and that they're, you know, shooting somewhere in the low 80s, you know, mid 80s, maybe upper 70s, people really need to learn and really want to learn how to fade or draw a golf ball. It sounds like it's really difficult, but if you really pay attention to what I'm going to say, it's really not as hard as you think. So let's say you're behind a little tree. Nothing terrible, but just have to hit like maybe a 5 or 10 yard little fade. Here's what you need to focus on. You need to pick out where you want the ball to end up, which is, let's say, the center of the green. And let's say you need to start the ball like 30 yards left of the green for a right-hander to hit this little fade around the tree. I want you to start your feet line, draw a line from each toe, and then I want you to make that line start about 30 feet or 30 yards left of where you want the ball to end up. And then I want you to make sure that you keep the club face aiming where you want the ball to end up. And you swing along the toe line. So if you swing along the line that you're aiming 30 yards left of the hole, the ball's going to, what's going to do, it's going to implement side spin on the ball. The ball's going to come out of the rough or the fairway, and it's going to have some side spin on it, some left to right side spin, and the ball just go up and fade just a little bit to the right. Vice versa on a draw. So take that to the course next time you need it, and the ball's going to do exactly what you want it to do, and you're going to play a better golf. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, BobKrauseGolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. I'm Bob Krause. That's The Lighter Side of Golf.